السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you have enjoyed your break. Eid Mubarak to you all. May Allah accept from us all of our efforts. تقبل الله منا ومنكم all of our ibadah, our du'as, our siyam, our qiyam. And may He allow us to continue everything that we were able to do in Ramadan throughout the next coming year, inshallah. We pray that whatever it is that we have done of good, that Allah accepts and that He makes it easy for us to continue with this, and that we can make this a lifelong habit, all of the good that we've done throughout Ramadan. Ameen. Inshallah, today we are going to continue where we left off previously. So we were on Surat Al-A'raf. Inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 14, and it's going to go until ayah number 21. So inshallah, we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then we will go ahead and move on to our tajweed analysis and take a look at some of those rules that are appearing within these ayahs. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans, inshallah, we will begin recitation from ayah number 14. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أنذرني إلى يوم يبعثون. قال إنك من المنظرين. قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين. ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. فوسوس لهم الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين. وقاسمهما إني لكما لمن الناصحين. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 14 to ayah number 21. Let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson, inshallah, from ayah number 14 and take a look at the tajweed analysis for these verses. So starting from ayah number 14, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. Here we are beginning with a heavy letter, Qaf. Qaf is one of the letters of Khussa, Dakht, and Gilf. So this is going to be heavy here. Qaf, and then there is a Alif after this heavy letter. So this is going to be a two-count Mad Asli, and this will be heavy as well. So a two-count heavy Mad Asli, followed by the letter Lam, which is a light letter. Anzirni, Nun Sakin here is going to have Ikhfa. We are going to hide that noon sound, and because the letter after is the letter va, and we have to make sure that we are saying this letter with the proper makharij, so va is going to be heavy and it's going to make that ikhfa heavy as well. Ra in this case is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. Ni is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So this is a four count med. Ila is going to be a two count med. Yaumi, this is going to be medlin in yo. This is going to be med dan ma, 1.5. Yuba'athun, ba is going to have qalqala. It is one of the letters of qalqala, which are qutub jad. So this means that anytime you have any of these five letters and there is going to be a sukun on top, you are going to give it a little bit of that bounce, a little bit of movement on this letter. Yub, yub, athun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end on a four count, mad'arid, lissukun. Qala innaka, again here we have this word qala. Qaf is going to be heavy. There is a two-count heavy mat asli. Lam is going to be light. Innaka, noon is going to have a shadda. So just spend a little bit of time. Make sure that you are giving it proper ghunna and you are resting on this letter for a little bit. Innaka minal munzarin. Here, lam has a tawassut, meaning that we are going to rest on this letter. These are the letters of Lin Umar. Anytime you have any of these letters and there is a sukun, you are just going to rest on that and take a little bit of time to say this letter. And then again, nun sakin here is going to be ikhfa because the next letter is dad, is va, sorry. And this is also going to be a heavy letter, so that ikhfa is going to be heavy as well. Ra in this case is going to be light because the letter has a kasra. And then here it's going to be a four count med. Qala, again, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam is going to be light. Fabima aghwaytani, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within different words. Aghwaytani, ghain is going to be heavy. Ghain is also a letter of rikhawa, meaning that when we have this letter with a sukun, we do have to rest on this for a little bit. So make sure that you are resting on this and that it is heavy. The sound of it is going to be pronounced and prolonged just a little bit longer. Aghwaytani, way is going to be madlin, madzan ma, 1.5. Ni is going to be a two count mad. La'aq'udanna, qaf is going to be heavy. It is one of the letters of qutub jad. And then anytime you have any of these letters with sukun, you are going to give it a little bit of bounce, a little bit of movement. La'aq'u, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Danna, noon is going to have a ghunna. So just make sure that you are resting on this for a little bit and bringing this up into the nose. Lahum, mim has tawassut, sirataka. Saad is going to be heavy, ra is going to be heavy, ta is going to be heavy. Ra here, this is going to be a two count med, and this med is heavy as well because of the ra. Sirata kel, kaf here is going to be light. So make sure that you are making that switch from heavy to light. Sirata kel mustaqim. Lam has tawassut, so rest on this letter. Sin is going to have safir. It's going to have a little bit of that whistling. Mustaqim. Qaf here is going to be heavy. And then we end on a four count med. And then mim has a tawassut and a sukun. Thumma la'atiyannahum. Mim is going to have a shadda.
So we are going to rest on this for just a little bit and give it some ghunna. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ Noon has a shadda here as well. Again, just rest on that for a moment. Give it proper ghunna. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِمْ بَيْنِ So a lot of ghunna going on here. هُمْ مِمْ This is going to be the first ghunna. مِمْ بَيْنِ And then here there's ghunna again. This is going to be the rule of iqlab on the noon sakin. There is that small meme which shows you that this is iqlab. Meaning that we are going to change that noon sound into the sound of a meme because the letter after is ba. So anytime we have noon sakin or tanween followed by the letter ba, you are going to make sure that you are changing that noon into a meme sound. So just go ahead and do that and then make sure you are giving it proper ghunna as well. Bayini, this is madlin madan ma. Aydihim, this is going to be madlin again, madan ma, 1.5. D is going to be a 2-count med. Him, meme has tawassut, so just rest on this. Wa min, nun sakin, here is going to have idhar because the letter after is kha, which is one of the throat letters. Anytime you have nun sakin or tanween followed by a throat letter, that nun sound is going to be pronounced clearly. Wa min, khalfihim, kha is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut, khalfihim, meme has tawassut. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ Again, noon is going to have idhar because it is followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. أي, this is going to be مَدْزِلِين, مَدْزِلْ مَا 1.5. مَا, this is going to be a 2-count med. نِهِمْ, meme has tawassut, just rest on that. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ This is going to be إِخْفَاء, noon sakin is going to be hidden within the letter sheen. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ This is going to be a 4-count med. إِلِهِمْ Meme has tawassut. وَلَا This is going to be a 2-count med. تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ Gaf here is going to have humps. So just give it a little bit of air. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Mim has tawassut. Shakirin, this is going to be a 2-count med. Ra here is going to be light. And then noon has a sukun. So that just make sure that you give it a little bit of tawassut. Qalakhruj, qaf is going to be heavy. Lakh, kha here is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy as well because it has a dhamma. Jim has qalqala. It is part of Qutub Jad, so give it a little bit of bounce. Qalakhruj minha. Noon sakin here is going to have a idhar, meaning noon sound is pronounced clearly. Ha is going to be a 2-count med. Madhuman, that here is going to be pronounced from the tongue. Make sure that you are not bringing your teeth into this and your teeth are not touching. This is not a Z sound. Your tongue should be between the teeth. Madhuman, this is going to be a 2-count med. Mammadhura, this is going to be idgham, noon sakin followed by the letter meme, so merge them together. Dal here is going to have a qalqala as well because it is part of qutub jad. Madhura, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be a 2-count med. This is maddil iwad. If you are stopping, anytime you have fathatain, then you are going to turn this into a 2-count med if you have decided to stop, which I did. So you will pronounce it as madhura. If you are continuing, you can give this an idgham, madhura laman. But because I have stopped here, I will just make it a 2-count med. Laman tabi'aka, this is going to be ikhfa. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Minhum, noon sakin here, is going to have a tawassut. It is also going to be pronounced clearly because the letter ha has idhar. Meme here also has tawassut. La'am la'anna, meme has tawassut again. Noon sakin is going to, noon with shadda, is going to be pronounced from the nose. Make sure that you give it some idgham. La'am la'anna jahannama. So a lot of ghunna bringing this up into the nose. Minkum, this is going to be ikhfa. Mim has tawassut. Ajma'in, jim is going to have qalqala. It has a little bit of that bounce. Ayn from the middle of the throat. And then end on a 4-count. Mad, and then this is going to be with tawassut as well on that noon. Waya adamu, here this is going to be a 4-count med. This is going to be madja'iz munfasil. This is one of the exceptions, I guess, if you will. Even though it does seem like it is one word, it looks like one word, and we would assume that it is madwajib, this is actually two words. So this is one of the two letters that we learned, or two words that we learned, that are written together but are actually separate. So ya is one, which is a harf nida. It is a term used to call someone ya, meaning oh, And then ha is also another one. So for example, ha ula'i, ha antum. This is another word that while it is written together and may appear as one word, it is actually two words. So wa ya adam, ya is going to be one word. It is a four count med. And then adam, which is beginning with a hamza, is the next word. So here, because the med and the hamza are within two separate words, it is actually med ja'iz. It is not med wajib. وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ سِنْ has سَفِيرْ نُنْ has تَوَسُّتْ And then here this is going to be إِذْحَار because نُنْ ساكن is followed by the letter حَمْزَة which is one of the throat letters. أَنْتَ this is going to be إِخْفَاء. وَزَوْجُكَ this is going to be مَدْلِين مَدْزِنْ مَا 1.5. وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ لَمْ here has تَوَسُّتْ rest on this. جَنَّةَ with shadda is going to have ghunna. Make sure you bring it up into the nose. Jannata, spend a bit of time on it as well. Fagula, this is going to be a two count med. Min haythu, nun sakin here is going to have idhar. It is pronounced clearly. It also has tawassut because the letter after is ha, which is one of the throat letters. Min haythu, this is going to be madneen, madzan ma, 1.5. Shittuma, hamza here is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness. This is going to come because hamza is a letter of jahr, meaning that when it has a sukun, that sound is abruptly going to stop. Shittuma. This is going to be a two-count med on ma. Wala, two-count med. Taqaraba, qaf is going to be heavy. It also has qalqala. So make sure that you give it a bit of bounce, that you make it heavy. And then ra here is also going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ba is going to be a two-count med. Ha is going to be a two-count med. Ha, the hish shajarata, sheen is going to have tafashi, meaning that that sound is kind of spreading within the mouth just a little bit. Ha, the hish shajarata, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Fatakuna, ku is going to be a two-count med. Na is going to be a two-count med. Mina dhalimin, dha is going to be heavy and it is also a two-count med. And then end on a four-count med. Fawaswasa, sin is going to have safir. It has a little bit of that whistle. Lahuma, this is a two-count med. And then we are going to combine this with the sheen. Lahuma shaytanu, and then sheen again has the fashi. Shay is going to be madlin. Law is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, dakht, and gilf. Liyubdiya lahuma. Ba here is going to have qalqala. So just give it a little bit of bounce. It is part of kutub jad. Lahuma, two count med. Ma, two count med. Wu, two count med. Make sure that all of these mudud are consistent. They should all be two counts. Liyubdiya lahuma. Ma, wuriya. Anhuma. So for all of these two count mudud, make sure that they are the same count. Min so, this is going to be ikhfa. So is madlin, madzan ma. Atihima, this is a two count med. In a, and then hima is also a two count med. Waqa, two count med. Lama, two count med. Naha kuma, two count med. Rabbukuma, two count med. So again, make sure they're all consistent. And in Rabbukuma, right here is going to be heavy because it does have a fatha. An hadihi, this is going to be idhar, nun sakin followed by the letter ha, which is a letter of the throat. Hadihi shajarata, sheen has the fashi, right here is going to be heavy. Illa an, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be medja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Antakuna, two count med, malakaini, madlin. Au takuna, madlin in au. And then taku is a two count med. Na is a two count med. Minal khalidin, lam has tawassut. Kha is going to be heavy. Waqa samahuma, qaf is going to be heavy and it is a two count med. Sahuma inni, this is going to be a four count med. This is madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Inni, this is going to be ghunna, lakuma, two count med. Laminan nasihin, noon is going to have ghunna, just rest on this for a moment and then it is a two count med. Saad is going to be heavy because it is part of khussa, dakht, and gilth, which are the permanently heavy letters. ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then this is going to be a 4-count mad with noon sakin at the end. So inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 14 to ayah number 21. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from the following ayat. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.